So this morning, just one brief thought. It's only in the Gospel of Luke that we hear the account that says that when they led Jesus to the place called the skull, there they crucified him between two thieves, one on his right and the other on his left. That scene is a perfect prefiguring of what the last judgment is going to look like, with the just judge in the center. All of mankind is going to be divided into two groups, one on his right and the other on his left. The sheep and the goats, the saved and the damned, the redeemed and the lost, the good thief and the bad. Which side are you going to be on? Which side? Well, that depends entirely on how you respond to the cross that stands in the middle. You see two responses in the gospel here today. It's fascinating, you know, you look at the two responses of the good thief and the bad. They both suffered the exact same thing. Both of them guilty of the exact same crime. But look at the difference in their responses. The good thief responded in faith. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. The bad thief responded in bitterness and anger. And the good thief, he went to heaven. We have Jesus' direct word on it. And the bad thief? Well, we don't know what happened to him, but last time we checked, things weren't looking too good. You know, your response is the most important thing in your entire life. Your response to the cross, and by cross I mean all of those hardships and difficulties that you can't control, and yet that some reason in God's mysterious providence he has allowed. Your response to the cross, do you realize, can either lift you up to heaven or drag you down to hell. Your choice. You know, the most challenging aspect of our faith is not our moral code. The most challenging aspect of our faith is our response to the mystery of the cross. And you know what? One way that determines so greatly your response to that cross is who you're looking at while you're carrying it. You know, the good thief kept his eyes on the Lord. Bad thief kept his eyes on himself. I love to think about Psalm 34. There's a line in that psalm. And it says, look to the Lord that you might be radiant with joy. Radiant with joy. Does that describe you? Does it? Because if it doesn't, you've got to ask yourself whether or not you're looking to the Lord. Who are you looking at as you carry the cross? Are you looking at your sufferings? Are you looking at yourself? Are you looking at everybody else around you? Good thief kept his eyes on the Lord, died like a thief, and stole paradise. It's a fascinating word, paradise. And it's almost never used in the New Testament. Paradise is an Old Testament word. In fact, it's almost exclusively a word that comes from the book of Genesis. Because the word paradise is used to describe the Garden of Eden. So why does Jesus say to the good thief, this day you'll be with me in paradise? Why doesn't he just say, this day you're going to come to heaven with me? You want to know why? Because Jesus wants us all to know that he's reversed the ancient curse, that he's undone the damage that sin has caused, and that now you and I are called to follow him. Called to follow him just like the good thief. I love to think about this. When Jesus walked for the very first time into the kingdom of heaven, after opening up the gates to all of sinful mankind, the very first person who walked in behind him was an unknown thief. A common criminal. We don't even know his name. Not a Bible hero, not a great saint, but an unknown sinner. There's a lesson in that. something we're supposed to learn, just like that good thief. We want to go through our lives carrying that cross with these words on our lips: Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Or you can say, into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Or you can say, Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner. Or you can say, Jesus, I trust in you. But keep your eyes on the Lord as you carry your share of his saving cross. Just like that good thief. He trusted, he believed. Let's you and I do the same. Amen.